The town of Normal has moved ahead on an east side location for a new fire station at Shepherd and Hershey Roads, in spite of significant pushback from neighbors in the area. Joining us to talk about that and other developments is Mayor Pro Tem Jeff Fritzen. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Chris Koos is out of town today. Jeff Fritzen, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas. Would you respond to neighborhood concerns about a fire station at Hershey and Shepherd and the smaller lot sizes the development will have as a result?
This particular issue is multifaceted. So there's a gut reaction right away from a neighborhood, which is expected and, you know, quite frankly, a normal thing, I think, to learn of something that's going to be different than what you thought it was going to be when you relocated to that neighborhood or invested in a new home in a neighborhood and the like. So I can understand that. But the idea of the fire station was one thing that people were responding to. The other was, in order to carve out that property for the fire station, the developer who has developed the neighborhood where the people reside who are up in arms about the issue, there's another part to that development to the north that is to date undeveloped. There's a concept plan out there that showed how the developer intended to continue his development of that property with some R2 zoning, which is, we used to call them duplexes. You know, there's zero lot line now, but two homes connected together. And they already developed a lot of that along Shepherd Road, and they showed that's what was going to be along Hershey Road as well. And then to the north, in the larger part of the yet-to-be-developed part of the subdivision, the intention was to build more homes similar to what had already been built in the southern part. You know, the reaction then from the neighborhood, like I said, was one, you're going to build a fire station right there. And then two, they're going to change what I thought was going to be to my north and maybe make some lot sizes smaller and the like. And so I think the first thing in my years in public service when people respond in deep angst about something like that, you have to let them talk and not try to solve the problem for them in that first that initial conversation, because you're not going to. You're just not going to. You have to get to the root of the discord and kind of work back, through it to see where can we find some understanding and then work from there. And so I think that's what, even though the emotions are pretty deep in this neighborhood, I think that's what the process allowed to happen, the planning commission process and coming before the council and the staff hearing, the developer hearing some of the concerns from the neighborhood and making some adjustments along the way.
Is the heat and the concern all related to the town and the fire station, or is some of it perhaps displacement over promises made and then changed by the developer himself?
Oh, yeah. There's a good degree of that with the developer. And, the town is kind of the lightning rod because, we have the proposal for the fire station, which is a hard thing and something easy to look at and say, here's how that's going to impact me. The rest of it is still on paper. So you can look at that and say, well, if they build smaller homes, that's going to affect the value of my home. If they change the layout of the streets, that's going to affect traffic patterns, we think. And so the developer, though, they bought the property in 2009. They have a 20-year window with a development plan to develop that property. Along the way, though, markets change. And we all know that the market in Bloomington Normal for a lot of things, but real estate in particular, is shaken up by some of the changes with our largest employer.
And so current homeowners are out there and not seeing it develop as they had hoped.
Right, right.
And that also feeds into their feelings about this.
And so the developer, this is an opportunity for them to take a second look at the yet-to-be-developed portion to say,
what works
are
now?
We meeting the market that exists today and that we anticipate will exist over the next 10 years. So plans are drawn, changes are not inevitable necessarily, but there's always that possibility. And that's what some of the fight is about.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. With us is Jeff Fritzen, the senior council member for the town of Normal, and Mayor Pro Tem at last night's meeting in the absence of Mayor Chris Koos. One of the things that was advanced last night that didn't go anywhere from council members Kathleen Lorenz and Scott Preston was the idea of maybe taking a look at a different corner of that intersection. Why didn't that carry any freight with you?
Several reasons. One, the practical nature of it is I don't know that it would really answer any of the concerns over the fire station location. The concerns being the aesthetics of it, or the supposed noise that will come with it and the like. Any of those corners of the intersection, those things aren't going to change. You're still going to have to see it, look at it. I anticipate we'll build an attractive building as best you can with a municipal, building of that nature.
And that concern would diminish.
Right. Yeah. And noise-wise, we've determined really that hasn't been an issue, and we can adjust. The fire department has indicated how, procedurally they can make some adjustments to make sure they aren't causing any disturbance beyond what's necessary.
And don't roll the sirens right out of the door.
Right. And so I looked at that and think, I'm not accomplishing anything in that regard. The other aspect of that is the properties to the west, the corners, the northwest corner and the southwest corner of that intersection, those are zoned commercial, and there has been commercial development in those areas, although there's a lot of vacant land there, obviously. But you have in Menards, you have a Sam's Club, you have things of that nature out there. Do we want to spend more money because commercially zoned property is going to have a higher price tag than the residentially zoned property that we ultimately are going to purchase? So we'd be spending more money, but we'd also be taking that property out of the commercial inventory. And so, commercial development is slow right now. There's not much going on. But in Normal, with Veterans Parkway access, there's not a lot of property, developable property out there. These are developable lots that have that. And so why would we want to take that out of inventory? The southeast corner of that intersection also is zoned commercial, but it has no improvements on it. There's no infrastructure. There's no water or sewer there. So the cost of developing that quadrant of the intersection would be even greater, not only for the land cost, but for the infrastructure that would have to be developed. So when you mix all that together, the northeast corner is the one that makes the most sense, one, because of the price tag, but two, as part of the subdivision, there's a nature trail or a walking trail and a pond there that the town maintains, and it's zoned institutional zoning, not S2 zoning, which is what the fire station will have. So putting another S2 use next to an existing one made some sense. That trail and the like also provides a buffer, so to speak, between it, the station, and the residential part of the neighborhood, right? And because we maintain it, because our parks and recreation folks are on site there and the like, we can do some things with natural tree plantings and things like that that I think will provide even a greater buffer between the fire station and the homes. I don't know that we can ever eliminate somebody's dissatisfaction with the action, but I think we can mollify it to some degree by being good neighbors. And we've said we're going to be good neighbors, and people can hold us to that. There will be a site plan review. There will be a building design with showing, the landscaping and everything else for the fire station. And people will have an opportunity, again, in a public hearing to comment on the site plan. And we have said we want to be good neighbors. We need a fire station on the east side, so let's work together and try to make this, make this the best we can. And I think that's where we'll end up, I think, eventually.
Before the council meeting last night, the council toured the new addition to Colleen House. How do you think that is an example of intergovernmental amity?
Well, on a couple of fronts. One, you know, we in the last couple of years have attempted to work more closely with Unit 5. And I kind of a little aside is I've been at it a long time, and one would think that it would be just a natural thing for different governmental bodies to be tuned into each other closely and know what each other's needs are and what each other's ambitions are and what each other has cooking at the moment. But the fact of the matter is the detail of running a school district, of running a town, of running a university, any of those types of entities is so great that the interaction, really, you have to be very intentional to get any kind of interaction. So we have tried to be more intentional in the last couple of years. We have intergovernmental agreements with Unit 5 where we can use facilities for Parks and Rec and the like, and we do work together on a regular basis that way, but we've tried to go to a little bit higher level. You know, we have a committee that meets occasionally. We had a joint meeting last year, I think it was, and those things were great and kind of set the stage for this. But I think the invitation from Unit 5 to us to say we want to show you what we've done here is an outgrowth from those efforts. It's them saying, hey, we're doing something here that I think is great. We think is great for our community, and we want you to be aware of it because we can – that way, being aware helps because in a conversation I might have somewhere down the road with somebody, I know what's going on with Unit 5 when it comes to some special needs children. The other half of it is, years ago when subdivisions were really rampant in the community, we enacted an ordinance that said if you're going to build a subdivision, you have to pay an impact fee, a school impact fee. We've had it for Parks and Recreation, and we had it for water detention, but we didn't have it for schools. And Unit 5 was feeling the pinch of all this growth, and so we implemented a school impact fee. We had funds in that set aside that we were able to convey to Unit 5 to help pay for this. So, you know, the outreach and the interaction on one thing and the other is financially we were able to have a stake in it and help Unit 5 accomplish this.
And it goes some length to make up for the complete lack of communication that resulted in the site placement of Normal Community High School on a green grass site at the far edge of the town that still has gaps in development.
Yeah. And that's, you know, our development was running rampant for a period of time, and it looked like we were just going to grow right out there and it was going to be connected. And by now, the expectation was, I'm sure, in the part of a lot of developers and many others in town that would all be built up out there and it would look like it's just a natural part of the town. But you know, like you said, there are still gaps, and unfortunately, and we'll adjust. You know, the market forces you to adjust at some point in time to those things, and we'll see. It just didn't happen as fast as we all anticipated it would.
One thing that the council did last night that got no public play at all because it was on the consent agenda, a non-controversial item, is, I think, worth mentioning here. The town approved an agreement with Greyhound Bus Lines, increasing the multi and the multimodal part of Uptown Station. Greyhound is going to be starting a north-south route going up closer to Rockford and further south on 55 after it hits the Twin Cities. How much does that increase the utility of the transfer point at Uptown Station?
Well, it remains to be seen. The presumption is Greyhound's doing it because, you know, they've done market studies and they anticipate that there's enough ridership there to make it a profitable route for them. So you have to rely on their expertise and their research to determine, you know, that this is a good service to bring in. So, but, you know, the idea of the multimodal center was to provide a hub, for the train traffic, the local bus system and the over the road bus systems. And I think it's been a smashing success, and it creates traffic in Uptown Normal, which is, you know, one reason we wanted it located there. Foot traffic, pedestrian traffic, visitor traffic. It does create other traffic on the streets and the roads and whatever, but I think it's just a natural addition, you know, to the facility and why the facility was built and to provide those options for people. So, you know, there are other bus lines running in and out of there on a regular basis, and Greyhound is, you know, one of those iconic companies in the United States when it comes to, you know, transportation. And so I think it's a good addition, and you know, it's a 1-year agreement, so you know they're going to test the waters and whatever, but we already have the ticketing agents there, and you're really making more efficient use of the resources you already have by adding that that option.
Jeff Fritzen is Mayor Pro Tem and the Senior Sitting Council Member for the Town of Normal. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Charlie.
And the mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, we'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. This is 89.1 and WGLT.org.